I'm Lisa Denon for Bob Surratt. My friend Dean Richards is here, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Hey, have you seen that Walter E. Smith commercial where the daughters accompany the female veterans on the first honor flight ever?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, very, very powerful. Not a bit surprised. The Smith family, very, very charitable and giving of others. Their furniture speaks for itself, but they're such nice people. They have great senses of humor, as we know, and they spoofed my Victory Auto Records commercial a couple of months ago. It was great. Yeah, I've been, when they've done these honor flights, I've been out there to cover it. Gary Sinise is often involved in those.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get a couple of tears in your eyes watching some of these, veterans who are now 80, 90, 100 years old being honored like this, you have no heart.
Yeah, it is the best thing to happen in their life. At least I know it was for the veterans in my family, especially at that age. That's so cool. Okay, I am extremely excited because I understand you know who the actress is going to be in the movie version of Wicked.
Yeah, they've been talking about this for a long time. I mean, you know, it's been 15 years since Wicked, the musical, opened on stage. Smash on Broadway, smash here in Chicago. It played forever. It's been back a couple of times. And, everybody said a movie version has got to be coming. And finally, they announced the actresses who will be playing Glinda and Elphaba in the movie version of it, and they are Ariana Grande.
What?
Who is going to be Glinda, the Good Witch. That's the role that Kristen Chenoweth originated on Broadway. And Cynthia Erivo was going to be playing Elphaba, the future Wicked Witch of the West. That's the role that Idina Menzel originated when Wicked first opened 15 years ago. These are two fantastic choices. Two of the biggest names in contemporary music, in movies and television today, really good choices. And it's going to be directed by John Chu, who gave us Crazy Rich Asians and also In the Heights. So a really, really top quality director is going to be kind of in charge of this whole thing. I know, amazingly to me, a lot of people did not go see In the Heights when it came out earlier this year. I think it was a little too early for people to go back to theaters. I'm not sure, but it was just one of the best movies of the year and certainly one of the better movie musicals. So John Chu has definitely proven he knows how to do movie musicals. I can't wait for this version. They haven't even started production yet, so it's at least a year away.
Ariana Grande is, I mean, she's as little as Kristen Chenoweth. I mean, that'll be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I have her in my pocket right now. That's how tiny she is. Hi, Ariana. How are you in there in my pocket?
So what about ABBA? They came out with an album and they broke up immediately, or what is going on?
No. If anything, it's, I doubt they're going to go back on tour again, because when they announced that they did get back together again and they had recorded songs together, it was a big deal. It's been 40 years since they quit. They walked away at the top of their game. And they've been like slowly releasing a couple of songs, excuse me, from this new album that's called Voyager. The album is officially out now, wherever you buy music. Excuse me, it's called Voyage, not Voyager, Voyage. All four of the originals from ABBA are back again. This song is called When You Danced With Me. What they're doing is a virtual concert that will be starting soon in London, where they've done their parts that all will be put together, digitally. They actually won't be there. But, for fans, it's something that's new. Sounds nice. The songs sound perfectly nice and makes me want to go listen to my ABBA Greatest Hits album.
Good luck finding that one.
it's on my, I have it on my, the music on my phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
I listen to it all the time. When you're in a bad mood, you put on Dancing Queen.
And it wakes you up.
You're having a bad day, Dancing Queen picks you right up.
WGN. This is 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Denon for Bob Surratt. And at this time every day, Dean Richards is with us. And I was kind of shocked about that news about Natalie Wood.
Yeah, it's a pretty shocking story. A new book that's going to be coming out next week, written by Natalie Wood's sister, who is now in her 80s, writing, telling a story that she says that she has been keeping quiet for over 60 years, alleging that Natalie Wood was raped by Kirk Douglas. They had had a private meeting back when Natalie Wood was first starting her career. Natalie Wood emerges from the meeting, as is alleged in this book, disheveled, very disturbed, physically injured, bleeding. Everything was explained to her mother, and the mother's response to it. Now, you have to remember that this was, you know, back in the mid-1950s. Not that it makes it right, but...
No, they just told you to shut up and carry on.
They said, suck it, just keep quiet.
Yeah.
Just keep quiet when it happened. And Natalie Wood, if the story is true, kept quiet. The sister has kept quiet until now. She says now that everybody has passed away, Kirk Douglas passed away at like, what was he, 102, 103 years old, something like that.
And still doing push-ups.
Last year. So they decided to disclose the information. I don't know. How do you feel about it? I'm
surprised Michael Douglas hasn't come out and said something.
Yeah. I don't know what good it does at this point. You know, everybody's gone. Nobody can defend themselves. Nothing can be, prosecuted. If a rape, really did take place, it would be horrific. Of course, if the story is true, but everybody's dead. Everybody's gone at this point. I'm not saying sweep it under the rug, but I just don't know what good comes out of
it. I'm surprised her sister's writing a book at age 80. I mean, Natalie Wood's been gone a long time.
Yeah, just the whole thing feels like a cash grab to me. I hate to hear of any stories like this, but I just also don't know what's the point at this point. Is it going to prevent future rapes or something that happened over 60 years ago? If that's the case, then tell the story. But, we have the, all these stories of sexual abuse now that are, I think, far more powerful in stopping this potentially from happening again. I just don't know what good it does to accuse somebody who's dead, who can't defend themselves, of something so horrific.
I think that's why I found it intriguing. I thought, what is going on here? So what's on your list?
Oh, we've got so much going on this weekend. For music this weekend, we always like to tell everybody when the group Chicago is performing anytime in the area, and they are going to be out at the Rialto Square in Joliet on Sunday night. The Monkees, the two surviving members of The Monkees, Mickey Dolenz and Mike Nesmith, are performing at the Rosemont Theater for tonight. We've got Kenny Wayne Shepherd at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles tomorrow night.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd is fantastic.
I've never seen him in concert, but I've been watching videos of him for years. And he is going to blow the roof off that place.
He really is.
when he performs there tomorrow night. The Rockers, My Morning Jacket, are going to be at the Auditorium Theater tonight. And tomorrow night, our B singer, Lettucey, at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. Katie Couric is going to be at the Chicago Theater tomorrow night. She's promoting her new autobiography. So she'll go on stage, and, she's got a little presentation where she talks about many of the controversial chapters in her life. I don't know if Ashley Banfield is going to be on hand to be in the audience. She was one of the subjects of appearing in Katie Couric's book, for which Banfield on News Nation has been very critical.
Yeah, Katie Couric has shed the American Girl Next Door image. She's like, I'm over it. I'm not your sweetheart anymore. I've got things to say.
Yeah, absolutely. For theater this weekend, the pre-Broadway run of this world premiere musical, Paradise Square, is just opening now at the Niederlander Theater. It used to be the Oriental on Randolph Street. That's going to be playing through December the 2nd. Magic Flute is over at the Lyric Opera. If you like Carole King music, and who doesn't, the musical Beautiful, it's playing through the weekend. And that is over at the CIBC Theater in on Monroe Street. We've got Kevin James at the Rialto Square Theater tonight and the Genesee in Waukegan. And for movies this weekend, nothing but good movies this weekend. This new Marvel movie, Eternals, I gave a Dean's List B+. Really liked it. Really liked this new movie about Princess Diana that's called Spencer. Kristen Stewart of the Twilight series plays Diana in this, and she's fantastic. My favorite of the weekend is this new Tom Hanks movie called Finch. That is playing on Apple TV Plus. He plays a guy living in a post-apocalyptic world dealing with survival. And it's Tom Hanks basically on screen by himself again, like he was in Castaway all these years later. But it's really touching and really pretty powerful.
Awesome. Well, we're going to toss it to the newsroom next. Great to hear from you, Dean. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too. See you Monday.